Okay, here we have the second lecture of the Washington HCS course. This is January 4th, 1950. Just a minute, I'll find the date. 1960. It's the wrong date. AD 10. AD 10. That's what it registered on. Now, we've taken up in the first lecture some of the phenomena and the simplicities of an e-meter. You better listen with all three ears because you may never hear these things again. If you do hear them, they'll probably be recomplicated by the questions asked about them, by which questions you have to dream up a very good explanation. You see, and you keep explaining things to people. And you keep explaining them, you know, and they get more complicated again. So this is the high tide of the simplicity. The high tide of simplicity. You look into one of these things and you read about Ohms and Mr. Ohm or Dr. Ohm, who invented Ohms. You begin to wonder after a while if anybody knows anything about electricity at all, and it has a lot to do with this and that, and transistors and so forth. I can tell you that we dreamed up, I remember Joe Wallace, Don Breedy, myself, other fellows, have dreamed up more theories than they now have in any laboratory. We have dreamed up more complicated theories than they have. We have dreamed up theories so abstruse that we didn't understand them. Almost good enough for a government project, you know. For instance, the way a transistor works, I am very sure that this is absolutely correct, but the way a transistor works is because it makes a mistake about where it is. It thinks it's in the microphone when it's in the receiving set. You see? So it is an error in space. So a transistor is something that thinks it can condense space. Well, that's real smart, you know. Well, now you start to embroider on that mathematically, and boy, you can just get pages and pages that mean less and less, you know. Marvelous. So let's not worry about that too much.